We have a very special guest today whom I'd like to welcome to the studio, Valdis Dombrovskis, Prime Minister of Latvia since March 2009, which was a particularly turbulent time for the Latvian economy. Mr. Dombrovskis, who was born in 1971, previously served as an MEP and finance minister for his country. He is also an economist, physicist and author. Welcome to the studio, Mr. Dombrovskis.
Good morning.
So what brings you to the Czech Republic? I understand you were invited by Prime Minister Nečas, and this is the first official visit by a Prime Minister for 11 years or so, is that correct?
Well, in fact, there are two reasons for the visit. First, it's a meeting with Prime Minister Nečas, and also I was addressing graduates of the American Institute for Political and Economical Systems and receiving Polak Award.
And is this your first time in the Czech Republic?
No, I had been previously in Czech Republic in different capacities, also as a Prime Minister during Czech presidency.
And what is your relationship to the country? Do you enjoy the Czech Republic?
Well, certainly yes. I think no doubt Prague is one of the most beautiful European cities, and I'm always glad to be in Prague and also to walk around and so.
And I'd like to ask you, Czechs often complain that Western Europeans talk about Czechoslovakia or that they don't know certain things about the history of the country and so on. Do you find that Latvia also has this problem, that people in Western Europe don't know too much about Latvia?
Well, of course we also complain about this, but then again, even if we would ask in a Czech Republic to tell exactly the difference between Latvia and Lithuania, quite often there is confusion. So we are used to the fact that we are a small country and there is quite often confusion between Baltic states.
I was wondering if you could perhaps tell us a little bit about Latvia. It's obviously a Baltic country. It neighbours Estonia, Lithuania, Russia and Belarus. It has a population of 2.2 million people. And like the Czech Republic, it joined the European Union in 2004. So what are the key things that a person should know about Latvia?
Currently, Latvia is the fastest growing EU economy. First quarter, we had some 6.9% economic growth. During the crisis, we also managed to change the structure of economy, putting more emphasis on industrial production and exports. So what we are now trying to do is also to promote business interests for both trade and investment. As regards, if you want tourism, Latvia is certainly a very beautiful country. Large part of Latvia's territory is covered by woods. We have hundreds of kilometers of sandy beaches, so it's summer is definitely a good time to visit. It's not very crowded, and Riga is also a beautiful city, old Hanseatic town, and so on.
And you mentioned the economic crisis, so I wanted to ask you a little bit about that. In 2008, Latvia suffered a major economic crisis. It was one of the hardest hit countries in terms of the global economic meltdown. It ultimately required a bailout of 7.5 billion euro. Its unemployment went up to 23%. It had double-digit GDP collapse of more than 25%. And this was the time that you came into office, so you had a particular approach towards addressing this economic crisis, which is obviously relevant today as we look at Spain and Greece and so on. So tell us how you dealt with the problems.
Of course, to understand how we dealt with the problems, it's also worth knowing more or less how we run into problems. Especially after Latvia joined the EU, we had a rapid economic growth, in some years even double-digit economic growth. There was a large inflow of foreign capital in Latvia. The problem was that those capital inflows were not put to the productive use. So instead what happened, we developed a real estate bubble, construction boom. We were having double-digit economic growth and yet not a balanced budget. Our current account deficit was reaching more than 20% of GDP. So really, Latvia's economy was badly overheated, inflation hit double digits. So when this global financial crisis started, all those capital inflows in Latvia suddenly stopped, and that's when Latvia's economy collapsed. Just in 2009, we had 18% recession. Budget revenues were decreasing by some 30%. So what we had to do was more or less three main directions of work. One was fiscal adjustment to get our finances under control. Second was measures to stimulate economy, given the fiscal adjustment scope for that was limited. And also we created additional social safety net to deal with the social consequences of the crisis. So between late 2008 and adoption of 2012 budget, we have done all in all 17% of GDP fiscal consolidation. Roughly one-third coming from tax raises and two-thirds coming from expenditure cuts. So far it has been the biggest fiscal adjustment which has been done in EU 27.
I located a quote from the BBC in which you emphasised the principle of financial certainty being the most important thing, as opposed to fears about either raising taxes or cutting spending, that the main thing is for the markets just simply know what the government is doing. Is that still something that you believe is of the utmost importance?
Well, I don't remember that particular quote, but but certainly I would agree with this quote today. And really, financial stability is precondition for economic growth. I think there's no contradiction that Latvia was a country which has done most of the fiscal adjustment in EU 27 and currently is fastest growing economy in EU 27.
Would you prescribe what you did to countries such as Greece or Spain? The unemployment rate in Latvia is currently around 16%, which is obviously better than a country like Spain. But you've also had some side effects, such as many as 200,000 people may have left Latvia as a result of the crisis, which is 10% of the population.
Certainly, unemployment is still a cause of concern in Latvia. Well, it's now steadily decreasing, but still we need to do more in terms of job creation, in terms of facilitating and promoting foreign investment. As regards immigration, it's certainly a big issue for Latvia, and again, fundamentally, it depends on economy. If you have economic growth, if you have good job opportunities in Latvia, you're less inclined to leave. We saw this in 2004, 2005, just after Latvia joined the EU, that already then tens of thousands of people were leaving for other EU member states. At that time, probably the biggest driver was big wage difference. During the crisis, the biggest driver was unemployment. But what we saw, say, in years 2006, 2007, that with economic growth, with job opportunities, the process of immigration stopped, and even people starting to return to Latvia. And I think there are aspects of Latvia's experience which could be used. First of all, when we did our adjustment, it was also controversial because many economists were saying that it's not possible to do it. You should devalue your currency instead. And we have a fixed rate to euro, so we chose not to devalue it for many reasons. Instead, we went for a real structural reforms and for so-called internal devaluation. It helped to restore financial stability quite quickly, and what can be used from Latvia's experiences, if you are in a situation where financial markets do not trust you, you need to act quickly to restore financial stability. So I think what is important in a case of current Eurozone crisis is not to try to delay this necessary fiscal adjustment, but to do it and to restore financial stability.
And is it easier for a small country like Latvia to undertake such measures politically than it is for a big country?
Well, I don't think it's so much an issue of small countries or big countries. In case of Latvia, of course, what was helpful is that we had a social dialogue. So we were negotiating with trade unions, with employers' confederation, with chamber of commerce, with local governments to agree what are the measures to overcome the crisis. And not that they were not complaining. Of course, they were complaining and not agreeing to the many measures, but at least they were partly on board in this decision making, and they were not calling people on streets. If you look, for example, in Germany, for last 10 years, they have been doing very comprehensive structural reforms without running into crisis. They did the necessary adjustment to stay competitive, and it's a big country, in fact, the biggest in the EU.
And one major difference between Latvia and the Czech Republic is that the current ongoing economic crisis here has pretty much put Eurozone membership off into the distant horizon, never to be discussed again, at least for a number of years, whereas Latvia is still on target and insistent that it will join the Eurozone in 2014. So why that decision?
First, it's worth noting that Latvia's currency, lats, is pegged to euro. So whatever is happening to euro is happening to lats. So from that point of view, economically, it certainly makes sense to join. We also studied Estonia's experience. They joined during the Eurozone crisis in 2011, and yet it served as a positive signal about financial and economic stability in Estonia, and we would expect similar effect in Latvia. So weighing all the pros and cons, we see that there are more pros to join than cons not to join. Of course, public now is less convinced as it was a couple of years ago. So it's also a task of the government to explain all this economical reasoning why we think it's still a good idea to join.
And last question I wanted to ask, as Prime Minister, you're dealing with economic matters, but you also have a background in physics. I'm wondering whether you're still interested in that field, whether you, for example, follow matters like the discovery of the Higgs boson and things like that, whether you still retain an interest in physics.
Well, yes, of course, I still try to follow some general developments, including discovery in Higgs boson, but my main work in physics was more to do with laser physics.
Ah, tell me more.
Well, that might take quite substantial time. I did my master thesis on measuring exact wavelengths of broadband impulse lasers.
Valdis Dombrovskis, Prime Minister of Latvia, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Dominik Jun talking to Latvian Prime Minister Valdis Dombrovskis.